Welcome in Lisa Burke joining us for our monthly update with the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, obviously a lot of Christmas activities in the area.
There are a lot of Christmas activities, and you know, today I didn't bring my list of all that Christmas stuff.
Well, folks can find it on the
our website. It'll be that, or you can go to our Facebook page, and it'll be full of all those activities. There's something to do every day, every weekend.
Family activities, kids are going to have all sorts of fun.
Yes.
Plenty of opportunities to see Santa, too. So.
Most definitely. But what we wanted to talk about was our North Platte Canteen Festival that is kicking off next week, next Saturday, the 18th, here in North Platte.
We get a double dose of Stewart's today, as you brought in Mr. Shepherd with you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Double shot of Stewart's to kick off the morning, George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's worse things. And both last names start with S, too.
So. Yeah. We still get each other's emails. So.
Oh, you do?
So,
right?
Sometimes I get blamed for his stuff, and he gets blamed for mine.
Yeah, that's
nice change of pace, huh?
Yeah, always takes me a while to figure out, okay, what's the conversation about?
And then realize, oh, I'm not the right steward.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
So
or did I?
Great partnership that the Visitors Bureau is performing with the North Platte Community Playhouse. Lisa.
Right, yes. We started thinking about this, gosh, probably 9-10 months ago. We started kind of meeting with the Playhouse and some of the key individuals around town, the Lincoln County Historical Museum, of course, to talk about bringing back and owning the name North Platte Canteen. And because of everything that's happening downtown and things are finally moving, and it looks great, and everything is full, and there's it's a great activity and wonderful place to be downtown with the North Platte Canteen District. We felt now is the time to start working on North Platte owning the name North Platte Canteen. And we don't want to lose that history and heritage, similar to kind of what we did with Buffaloville Cody. That just makes me sad every day when I think about that Cody, Wyoming claims that they're home to Buffaloville, and no, they're not. We are, but we kind of failed to embrace that like we needed to. So we decided that doing a festival twice a year would help our community embrace it, understand it. We want to educate people on what happened back then, show them the patriotism that the Nebraskans had, and to do all that volunteerism for over that long period of time, and educate our children so they know what happened, and we don't lose that story. So we partnered with the Playhouse to do some productions that we can use several times during the year, but the first one will be this canteen one on Saturday the 18th. We'll have two productions, and I'll let Stu talk about them, and then we'll do another one annually in September, and it'll be a 3-day festival, more of an outdoor one with the shows again, but then we'll do more of an art fair downtown on the bricks too as well.
Awesome.
So,
and Stuart, it's great to have this too taking place blocks away from the original canteen.
This
is just down the street.
It's perfect. So we have two shows on December the 18th at 2:00. There's the Sentimental Musical Journey, and that's a tour of the great music of the 1940s. We have a terrific cast, all names that you'll recognize in the community, people who've been on the stage for many years. So they've put that production together. And then at 7:30, we'll do Whistle Stop Stories, and you'll meet the people who made the North Platte Canteen famous. So Ray Wilson, there is a person who will portray her and tell that story. So this is a great way to continue the legacy of the canteen in our community and share that with children in schools and all throughout the community, and guests who come to our community who are interested in the history of the North Platte Canteen.
Yeah, probably want to invite people in, from the area, because it was area-wide.
It was, yes.
True.
Yeah, it was over 100 miles that people came in and volunteered.
And 100 miles back then is like 500 miles today.
Yeah, right, and it was a Depression era also, and they all brought food, and they went without food so that they could bring their food down to the soldiers.
Yeah, when you think about the logistics of how to pull that off with no paper plates, no styrofoam cups, they were using their own dishes and sending those up.
Back.
It's
right.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Right.
So the whistle stop story, Stuart, that's going to be similar to what the library's done with the cemetery tours.
Yeah, very
same
similar.
Same setup, okay. That'll be really interesting. I personally, George, as a student of history, learn phenomenally better when I have that kind of hands-on experience.
Yeah, it's nice to see things acted out.
Right.
They always say, show, don't tell, if you really want to convey something. And, yeah, I can't think of a better way than having a show.
Yeah. So an hour and 15 minutes, you'll meet 13 people who were special to the North Platte Canteen.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is fascinating. I went through my archives when I was putting up a notice about this on our website, and I found a picture of Ray Wilson. And it came from the Historical Museum, and I'd forgotten that. We'd squirreled it away in our files. But there you can see her. There's a whole pile of a long table full of magazines and things to give away to the troops as they're coming through. And, the bulletin feels a little connection to all this because...
Right.
It was a letter to the Daily Bulletin that started it.
Yes.
So, and that was one of the factors that when we chose our name to get started was we chose the Bulletin because of that. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's nice
it's very cool.
Lots of rich history.
The whole spirit of the thing is uplifting, to say the least. So it's great to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're excited.
And we could use some of this mentality and spirit in today's world.
Oh, definitely.
Lisa.
Most definitely. And, our hope after, we're going to do this in September again, and then we're hoping that we've fine-tuned it, and we can then work with bus groups that come in.
We can
do this, the whistle stop and, those things really quick for the bus groups. It's not really quick because we know them. Whether they're coming, 6 to 12 months in advance. But that'll be a great asset to tell that story to those bus groups, which will bring, people into our community. And we're excited to have a great partnership with the Playhouse.
It'll be great for folks to remember this, too, Stuart, and tell their friends about it, come back to experience it with other individuals also.
Right.
It is. I think as a community, we need to embrace this and be proud of our history.
Absolutely.
It's our culture. It's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets.
Show the rest of the world.
Tickets are available online at the Playhouse. It's $18 online, and the two shows are ticketed separately so that it's the 2 o'clock show and the 7:30 show. So if you can't figure it out on online ticketing, then just come to the Playhouse that night and we'll get you a ticket.
Awesome.
And the 2 o'clock show, we kind of skipped over that a little bit. That's music, right?
That is. That's a musical journey of the 1940s at 2 o'clock.
So you got some of the great Playhouse musicians performing.
We do.
Right?
It's a great cast, and they've been rehearsing for the last maybe 6 weeks and put a great production together.
Awesome.
These songs, do we know about how many they're going to sing or about how long?
Well, it's about an hour and 15-minute production.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds great.
And this is coming up on the 18th, right, Lisa?
Right, on the 18th,
probably
Saturday
Boogie,
the 18th.
Boogie, Google Boy and
right.
In the Mood and
yeah.
stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. That'd be great.
Yep. All those things. We really encourage you to get your tickets now because we might sell out.
So that's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
For sure.
And if folks haven't stopped by to see the Playhouse in a little while, too, Stuart, this is a great opportunity to check it on out. A little bit of a different look if you've not been there in the past several years.
Well, we are under construction in what was the Patty Burge Room. It's now going to be called the Canteen Room, and that room will seat about 90 people if you're renting it for a wedding or a graduation party. So that has always been a revenue source for us. We just need to clean it up and make it a more elegant room. We sell concessions in there. Tickets will be sold in there, so no more ticketing in that hallway that always creates a traffic jam. A
lot of congestion.
Yeah. So, in an old building that's over 100 years old, there's always something that needs to be done. And we're all about historic preservation. So we have a great board that is good at raising money. And we've had lots of grants given to us. So we're in pretty good shape for those renovation projects.
And great local business partners, too, that help make a lot of that possible.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without them.
Guys, we sure appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you on the 18th.
All right.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning as we have Brenda Ochtenkamp joining us right after this news break on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.